Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart. Tonight, we're going to be discussing eschatology. Eschatology is the doctrine of last things. And we're going to be studying about the rapture of the church, literally the catching out or the snatching out of the church. This is the emphasis in the Greek text. And so we want to also say that this is the great event that the church is anticipating. So please understand that with regard to dates or persons who try to pinpoint the exact date of the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, these things are not in Scripture. And Jesus himself said that no man knoweth the day or the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Jesus said these words. So we're not waiting on a temple to be built. We're not watching anything of that nature. We as the church of the living God can be snatched out of the cosmos at any moment. So therefore, we are to live as those who are eagerly anticipating this great event. So this is very exciting, and in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, beginning at verse 13, Paul writes these wonderful words: "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe," or literally, it should read "since," "for since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him." Now, believers understand that when we are absent from the body, we are present with the Lord. And that state is called the intermediate state. That is, it is the plane of existence for believers whose bodies have died and they are within the presence of God. We call that the intermediate state. We don't know a lot about it, but nevertheless, this is what the Scripture teaches us. And so, let me read verse 15. "For this we say unto you, by," or "in," literally "in the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent." This is the old King James Version. It means to go before. "We shall not go before them which are asleep." And so Paul is really emphasizing this. That is, believers who have died in Christ are said to have fallen asleep. "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout," or literally "a command," literally "the command," "with the voice of the archangel, which means meaning chief angel, and was the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up. And this is a term from which we get the word rapture. Shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Literally, it should read, we shall be caught up together with them in clouds to meet the Lord in the air. That is the upper atmosphere, the lower atmosphere. So shall we ever be with the Lord. And then Paul caps it off in verse 18 by saying, wherefore comfort one another with these words. So look carefully at the language that Paul uses, beginning at verse 13. Now, please keep in mind that early Christians called their burial places cemeteries or dormitories or sleeping places. And these believers were very, very faithful. But, of course, there were those who disagreed with the biblical view of what happens after death. And Paul did not want these believers to be influenced by false teaching, and so he has this wonderful doctrine of the rapture of the church, and he speaks to this need, because these believers want to know, what happens to our loved ones who die? And Paul says, I don't want you to sorrow. Said there will be sorrow, but I want you to sorrow like those who have no hope. Now, Paul is being very sensitive to grief and what grief is with regard to the loss of a loved one. He is not dismissing that. But what he does not want is for believers to have such terrible sorrow that they do not have hope in their hearts of ever seeing their departed loved one again. Now, my wife and I have lost a few babies, and it is our hope that we will see them again. And it is wonderful. I lost my grandmother and a brother to have this hope of seeing one's loved ones who know the Lord, who are fallen asleep in Him. It is wonderful to have this hope. And there are other relatives who knew the Lord, and there are other friends and family members who knew Him and who served Him faithfully, whom I know that I will see again. And so this is wonderful. And there are relatives that I miss every day, and they have been the departures have been years removed, but I still miss them very much. He writes in verse 14, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, them which also sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. So they are coming back with Him. Our loved ones are coming back with Jesus. And we're going to be reunited with them. They are coming back with Him. For what? To get us. It is a wonderful doctrine and a very powerful doctrine. So they are coming back. Why? Well, in 1 Corinthians 15, we read that they are going to come back to receive their resurrection bodies. And in the book of Titus, Paul calls the second coming of Jesus our, or the blessed hope. The blessed hope. This is our blessed hope. The word blessed means spiritually prosperous. And the word hope means confident. In the scripture in the New Testament, the word hope means confident expectation toward the future. Everything about Jesus is wonderful and powerful. And these doctrines should change our attitude about ourselves and about our wonderful destiny. You have a wonderful destiny in Christ. And it is a destiny that you should talk about, that you should rejoice over, that should give you a heart of praise and prayer. It should put a skip in your step and build you up. Because, let's face it, beloved, you and I are not going to be built up by the things of this cosmos. Everything about the cosmos is about selfishness, greed, darkness, and violence. You and I have something other. We have the blessed hope, the glorious appearing. Don't you love those words? The glorious appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is wonderful, and I love this doctrine. And so he says in verse 15 that for this we say unto you in the word of the Lord that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent, or that is, go before them which are asleep. They shall receive, the dead in Christ shall receive their resurrection by first, and then we will receive our resurrection bodies too. Now in the book of Revelation, John writes about the saints, and he writes about, well, we say robes, but in the Greek the word is stole or stole. So these wonderful white stoles in which the saints will be enrobed. And you and I will be with our loved ones. And moreover, we will be reunited. We would be united with our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. I want your hearts to be full of hope. I want your hearts to be warmed by this doctrine. I want you to be cheerful. I want you to look up. I want you to understand what your hope in Jesus is. It is comprehensive. It is all important. You are important. Your grief is important. Your love for him is important. He is our Lord and Savior. This doctrine is given to us to provide us hope. And then we read in verse 16, for the Lord himself. And so the pronoun is in the emphatic position. The Lord himself shall descend out from Uranos, that is heaven. He shall descend from heaven with the command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump or trumpet of God. Why? Because the trumpet here is to sound assembly, the assembly of God's people. The trumpet was used in Numbers 10:2 for the gathering of the people of God. And please read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 52. It is about assembly. God is assembling his people to himself. Man, this is wonderful. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. God bless your hearts.